telling it like it is 24/7. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
10 minutes to 7. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI, checking in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. Ann Compton, Chief White House Correspondent at the White House this morning. Hello, Ann.
Good morning, John. Haven't talked to you in a long time. Nothing going on here.
It's been a little... Well, there's something going on there, and that is I've heard, you know, talk about impeachment before, but usually not from the president's own party. There's more people in the president's party talking about impeachment than in the Republicans.
You know, it gets complicated. Follow me here. Speaker Boehner is bringing wants to bring a suit against the president, basically to give his party people a way to vent, a way to criticize the president. And that vote will be taken today. We presume it'll go through. He then would have the authority to go hire lawyers and write up a lawsuit. And the Democrats have seized on this and raised $2 million last weekend with these blast red alert emails out to their supporters saying, hey, protect the president. They're coming after him. They're going to impeach him. And they raised $2 million for candidates for the Democratic candidates for the House. So Boehner yesterday can say, look, this is all a sham. We're not going to impeach anybody. But the Democrats are keeping a list there, John. As you know, there's a healthy list of Republicans in the House who've said they think impeachment's a terrific idea.
Well, the issue isn't whether he's done things that have abused his executive authority. I mean, that's what the lawsuit's about. And even prominent liberals like George Washington University's Jonathan Turley has said there's real merit to the case. But Boehner isn't bringing the lawsuit as a precursor, as a prelude to impeachment.
That's
he's bringing
right.
it as an alternative to
You're-
it.
John, you are absolutely right. But this has backfired a little bit. But it's the Democrats from top White House aides down through the congressional campaign committees who are saying, hey, let's grab this and run with it. And you're right. It's rarely the impeachee, if there is such a word, who is out there talking up impeachment.
Because as you know, because you have as good an institutional memory in that town as anybody, impeachment in the late 90s against President Clinton actually helped the Democrats in the 98 midterms, the first midterms where the president's party gained seats in Congress since the 30s.
And it did not do permanent lasting damage to the president himself. He was impeached, but he was tried on the floor of the Senate. The Chief Justice right there in the chair presiding at the trial of Bill Clinton. But look at him now, one of the more popular Democratic political figures out there, and certainly in demand with the media.
Yeah, now, in fact, I have no doubt that most Americans, if they had a choice, Bill Clinton, warts and all, or the guy we've got now, I think most Americans would want.
The public approval ratings for this president at the moment are close to George W. Bush levels.
But that was during the bottom of the Iraq War, too. 2006, 2007.
These are the bottom innings of the Obama administration as well. Real quickly, today they will go ahead and approve in the House and Senate, according to our troops up there on the Hill. They will go ahead and approve a very short fix for the Veterans Administration, basically $10 billion for guys who are stuck in the waiting lists and too far from the hospital so they can get private medical care that'll be reimbursed. But there's no big long-term fix, and there's nothing on the horizon that indicates they are going to come up with a deal between the House and the Senate on what to do about the Texas border and the young people who've come across into the Rio Grande Valley. That is still, they are a continent apart on that.
All right. Ann Compton, always great having your perspective here on Talk Radio 570 KVI from the White House. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, John.
All right. And the reason there's going to be no common ground between Democrats and Republicans is that the Democrats are looking at the border and they're saying, well, this is why we need amnesty. And the Republicans are saying, at least most of them are saying, excuse me, the problem on the border is because of amnesty. It's because you've floated amnesty. Because these young people coming here, the word is out that if you're a minor and you're in the United States illegally, you get to stay. And they said, though the president's executive order applies to those who were here before 2007. So, oh, really? Because we notice you're not deporting anyone. And sure enough, they're not. So, you know, words are so cheap when it comes to the immigration issue. And, you know, you've got the head of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, who has no background in security. He was a lawyer for the Defense Department. And here he is saying, well, there's a deportation proceeding, which, you know, to imply that they're on the way to being deported. But frankly, if you don't even show up for it, they usually don't even bother coming for you. And if you do show up for it, it's years before any action, and the action probably will go in your favor. So, I mean, the word is that that's why you have what you have on the border, because of amnesty. So Republicans, this has to be very simple. Our immigration policy, number one, build a fence, build a wall, and where you can't build a wall, fortify it with Border Patrol. Number two, absolutely no amnesty, because it will make the problem worse, and it is bad for American workers. And it punishes those people who are legal immigrants. And then finally, we use the e-verify system to make sure you're in the country legally if you're working here.